We can joke about the police lineup behind us. There we are. Turn all the damn mics on. Thank you.
I just want to say we have many, many giveaways. So if that's what you're staying for. Looks like many to me.
We almost have the feedback problem solved, all right? Almost.
We're going to take a little time to thank the many, many people that were involved. And on the stage here are some of the core group. And what you don't necessarily realize when we have a three-day conference is that we've been planning this for at least 6 months. And a lot of work went into it, a lot of effort by many, many people. And even at the conference, essentially any time I was looking for someone for help with something, and during the setup, and I hope also during the takedown, hint, hint, we'll be able to turn to someone and say, excuse me, could you help a second? And people at the hacker conferences are always extremely willing to help. So we want to say thank you to everyone who attended, and we also want to give recognition to the people that helped to set things up, and this is some of the group up here.
Yeah, you guys rock. I just want to say our jobs were made so much easier by the attendees who helped us out every step of the way. I mean, there's a lot of work involved, and we have 50,000 square feet to deal with, you know, middle of Manhattan, street level, all kinds of things could have happened, and we made it work really, really well. And the panels were great. People were interesting on the various topics that they discussed, and the crowds. Everybody commented on how great the crowds were, how interested they were in things. I just want to say that's something that I think the Hope conferences have had a good history with that kind of a thing, and that's why I hope we're able to continue. And our plan is to do this again in 2 years. Yeah. It'll be the 10th anniversary of the Hope conferences, because the first one was 1994. It'll also be the 20th anniversary of 2600 Magazine, if you can believe that. So, I sure don't. And we're looking for a clever name. It's not going to be H2K4, I'll tell you that. We got to come up with a better name, or just a more unique name. So we're open to suggestion. Bernie's here, and Bernie's voice is completely shot as a result of all the talking he's been doing this weekend, and I think that's why he should be the MC tonight. Just to like kind of personify it all.
Well, thank you, Emmanuel, for stretching my vocal cords even more. This has been phenomenal. Every time we do one of these, we think this is you can't get any better than this. But well, I think we probably thought that beyond Hope, we thought that could have gone a little bit better. But anyway, this exceeded my expectations. I hope it exceeded yours. And we had a great crowd, and I'm glad a lot of them are still here. We got to thank all of you folks, but we got to thank some of the core organizers here, many of whom are not here. They had to leave for various reasons, but the few who were able to remain are Cheshire. And Cheshire, can you pick up a mic? I don't know if there's one working over there. I just want you to talk briefly about what, you know, how you helped make this happen, an anecdote or two of things that were just worked out just through just good fortune to make this happen.
Well, mostly we had an email list with people on it that really did the job. I live in Florida, so I couldn't help out until I got here. So I was going to be on registration. I knew that from the get-go because it was something I could do once I got here. Other people like Carrie, she handled the web and kept that going and updated, and did a smashing job on that. For those of you who went to htkp.net.
Carrie also did a phenomenal job managing the volunteers here. We had you know, scores of volunteers, the folks running around in the blue shirts. A couple of you might want to raise your hands. You had blue shirts on, volunteers. And it would have been sheer chaos without without Carrie's coordination, and she just really got on things immediately when they needed to be taken care of. So I've got to thank you, Carrie. You did a great job.
For post-convention hyperlinks, I usually take care of a page of post-convention hyperlinks, but I never have access to the HUK, to the convention website. I put them at CheshireCatalyst.com, where there will be a link to /htk2/htk2.html. I don't like to have an index.html in that directory so people can explore it, maybe get the idea of exploring other directories on other websites that way. Such as images directory. A lot of them don't have index.html. Start getting the clues of how this stuff works and maybe go on and apply it to other websites. If you find hyperlinks to H2K2, newspaper or magazine articles that are on the web, please email Cheshire, C-H-E-S-H-I-R-E at 2600.com and email me the hyperlink and I will put it on the H2K2.html page so that we will have the record of who did articles on the conference. Thank you.
Porkchop was responsible for your getting in here, frankly, because he managed registration, which I got to say was managed very well. And we had thousands of badges to distribute, and to complicate things, we had five different kinds of badges, which we'll probably go into later about how that was arrived at. But Cheshire, what nightmares did you have to overcome to make all that happen with registration?
Well, we were concerned that there would be swamped with lots and lots and lots and lots of people all at once. So we made all sorts of lines for different things. We were getting ready to get all the pre-register people in really quick, and everyone either went really dispersed out, or actually I think we handled everything really, really, really quickly. So we never got a line. I don't think anybody here spent more than 30 seconds waiting.
How many of you were here in 1994? Oh, wow, that's pretty good. Do you remember registration then? That was something. That's the first time we did it. We didn't know what was going on. So, hands out to the registration folks for getting it done right this year.
We've learned from our mistakes, and every single time it's just going to get better.
We learn something every time we do this registration thing, and it keeps improving. So we're never going back to the way it was at the first conference. It'll keep getting better. Maybe we're never going to get around to mailing these badges out, but we get lost in the mail, whatever. But we stuck to a low-tech distribution system. We could have some, where you could just come in and print a badge or have people looked up on a computer. Frankly, I don't think people here wanted their names in a computer. So we did that for your privacy.
I don't see Rhodey up here, but I think we really need a big hand for security for really doing a great job this year. They kept the place running smoothly. They kept things secure, and they basically were great. They were nice. They were human beings. They were part of us, which is what it's all about. We take care of ourselves. We don't need outside influences. We're a community, and I think they really personified that great. Adam is here from the network crew. Say a couple of words about how the network panned out.
Thanks. Well, I wish the network were a little more smooth than it was, or at least as smooth as it was last year, minus the T1. The T1 worked great, but there were a couple of really bizarre logistical problems we had with certain VLANs just not working. Late last night, we got a bunch of those problems resolved. But I think next year, or H2K4, we'll have it working a little bit better. Next year, we'll probably try to set up the equipment in advance to actually test it. That was probably the main problem. But as far as getting the network up and running, really need to thank the other guys, Ken, Truman, Phil, especially Frank, and the guys who did all the cabling. And I don't see anybody from the public terminal cluster here, but those guys really kicked ass and had like a really amazing public terminal cluster. We didn't get enough time to really patch up the Spark, so somebody actually rooted the Spark. But as far as I know, nobody rooted my NetBSD or Spark that's running the web server and stuff, so I think that was pretty decent. But I think next year we'll probably have things running a little more smoothly. So I apologize if people couldn't get on the wireless network or, you know, on the wired network. So, well, that's about it. Thanks.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
I'd like everybody to turn their attention over to the console over there, where Chris has been working endlessly for 4 days on sound issues in four different rooms. It's probably the biggest challenge of running a conference, just to keep the lights, keep the speakers, keep the microphones, keep everything working all at the same time, which is really unbelievable to me. So again, thanks so much for volunteering and being part of that. Who are we leaving out? We're definitely leaving people out.
I don't know. I can't remember how many times I sent Mr. Ohm off the left here over to Radio Shack at the last minute, saying, "Yeah, we gotta have this, you know, in 10 minutes or less." And he would—you must have set some land speed records getting over there and back, Mr. Ohm. But thank you for that and all your other assistance.
Also hosting the retro computing panel and setting up the whole retro computing neighborhood downstairs, which I thought was really cool.
How many of you got a chance to check out the retro computing neighborhood downstairs? A lot of fun stuff. Actually, last night I was up till about 3 or 4 in the morning with the Draglorn. We spent 3 hours fixing a 31-year-old videotape recorder. And we got it going, and we found a movie on a reel-to-reel tape, and we watched it. Some movie about a Russian spy or something. Anyhow, that was pretty amazing. We got the thing going.
And Autojack for his music downstairs, for keeping us entertained on Friday night with some really good selections, I think. Oh, come on, you can do better than that.
Say, when
and
is
Belchai,
the...
Belchai for managing all the DJs that were playing, and of course all the DJs who played as well. And it's pretty cool. And Rob, I think Rob wants to say a couple of things. Rob from Holland, who inspired us with Galactic Hacker Party and HEU and all those other great conferences, which I really suggest people get out to. Don't just go to the conferences here in the States. Next year there's going to be something in Germany, which we'll be heavily involved in. In 3 years there'll be another one in Holland. And those are the ones that really inspired us to put something together here in this country. And we saw how people got together, built a community, and really progressed, learned things, and got together. So I think we owe a big round of applause to Rob for making that possible.
I've played a fairly modest role in helping out with whatever experience we could offer in terms of how you set up these things or little things that might help. What we need to realize, and what I think a lot of people don't realize, is that it's a circle. It's a circle that goes from people organizing stuff, people coming, maybe waking up to some of these issues, or waking up to, hey, this is a fun community, and then going out and organizing stuff on their own and realizing that some parts of that circle are really thin. In the end, it may turn out to one person, in this case, Emmanuel, maxing out his credit cards, risking his mortgage payments or whatever, trying to get this thing going, trying to keep it going. If you or a small group of your friends have the skill set it takes to set up events, and they don't have to be this magnitude, but if you can do things for this community, if you can set things up, if you can get people together, organize lectures, whatever, then by all means do. We need more organizers. We need people to get this community together. So if you possess these skills, organization, lack of business sense, just any of these important skills to get these things like this going, just a complete ignorance of personal risks, just go for it and do things like this. That's what I wanted to say.
And here's Rody, head of security, who really did that great job keeping us, keeping everybody happy. And Rody, thanks so much for all your efforts. Pretty much the whole time.
How many people here had a good time?
Yeah. That's what counts.
How many people had a really good time? You need to encourage these guys to do this again. We need to have another one of these parties. Hey, this year I would like to tell you that the only pranks that have gone on, let's see, were maybe a couple of tagging incidents, nothing big. The letters from downstairs got stolen by a group who distracted the security team. That's one up on them. Yeah, we were owned by KISS. That was the only thing they could figure to spell out with the letters. Now, mind you, the security force did find the tapes from the cameras in the that were in the elevators, but that was like, I'd say, maybe about an hour ago. Lots of help. But other than that, it was great. We've gotten all the radios back this year, so we're real happy about that one. And nothing else so far as vandalism. Maybe a couple of few lost items, and a couple others disappeared. But other than that, it was a great conference. So you want to do this again?
Of course, we also have to thank the hotel, which I think really they really went out of our way for their way for us this time. Elevators actually worked, you know. When we organize these things, we get together with them. They're used to what a normal conference is. You know, okay, you'll be running from 9 to 5, and what you want to run all night long? That's strange. But they worked with us. We're not like any other conference this place has ever seen. And they accepted that. They accepted us, and they gave us the space we needed, literally. And it worked out great. It really worked out great. So I think we owe the hotel a big round of applause, and I think this is the place to be. I also want to turn it over to somebody else who has been here tirelessly throughout the entire weekend, Greg Newby, who has been great, just making sure things run smoothly in all different areas. And Greg, thank you.
Also, Greg was by far our best-dressed Corps volunteer.
The funny thing is, I'm a professor in real life, and I think I'm a lousy manager. Somehow, I think that because people are so willing and helpful and really capable, what maybe is difficult to see is the astounding level of skill on this stage and among the audience, of course, but among the people that help to shape this and to try to sort of keep things rolling and manage and basically help people to exercise their talents, as I think that is what I think has been my role. And, I can think of no more rewarding thing to do, certainly for however long it's been, 96 hours or so, plus the time before that.
And the speakers.
A couple of other hours. But listen, the speakers were...
How many speakers did we end up having, Emmanuel?
70-something.
We had well over 70 because, counting the third track, there were a lot of people in there doing things as well, and it was just amazing. Nobody canceled. You know, there were none of these holes in the schedule. Everybody showed up. Everybody did, I think, a really good job. I didn't hear of any panel where the person did a lousy job, and it was great. We were in communication with them for months beforehand, getting things together. And I think that flowed. I think it flowed really well. The only complaints I heard was that there was too much good stuff, and it was happening at the same time, and you couldn't get to it all.
You can't,
And I was just so happy to see so many people getting into Negative Land, Jello, Aaron Magruder, people like that who are not really part of the hacker community, but appreciate it. And you guys appreciated them, and I think that's really cool.
And Emmanuel deserves yet another just amazing recognition for managing the speakers, because you truly can't imagine what it takes to coordinate 70 different people to come and speak on various topics. It's not just getting them to speak. You have to coordinate so different panels don't overlap. Just scheduling that grid was just it was a logistical nightmare, and I wouldn't have wanted to take that job on. So if you can imagine how much work that would have taken to manage contacting 70 different people, there's a lot more to it than you could ever imagine. So kudos.
Speaking of logistical nightmares, the infrastructure you see around you was set up in two and a half days. It was planned for much longer. It needs to go out of here in less than a day. So if you maybe have already volunteered, or if you have volunteered only a little, or if you've slept enough the last couple of nights, and you can spend a few extra hours tonight helping carry stuff down, helping package things, throw trash out, by all means, this is your chance to really make a difference. This is what makes us a community, is if we also clean these places up and not leave a small group of people with all the stuff to clean out. So please help out if you can.
We could not make fun of this. This was just too good a joke to not regurgitate here at H2K2, the Homeland Security Advisory System. I mean, I couldn't think of a more confusing risk elevated, more confusing risk assessment strategy. But in any case, we configured our badges to somewhat follow this crazy scheme of risk of terrorist attacks. From severe, high, elevated, guarded, down to low. Now, I don't want anybody to feel offended as a general attendee that there are low risk of terrorist attacks. In fact, I would prefer to personally be of low risk of terrorist attack. So if they're gonna attack anybody, I hope they don't attack you folks. So anyhow, we argued for weeks on how we were going to what threat risk levels we were going to assign to what badge. And basically, we just kind of flipped a coin at the end. So if you look at your badge also, there's a couple of things I wanted to point out to you. The mag stripe on the back was deliberately chosen to be usable, and we probably should have publicized this, but we wanted people to kind of figure it out, usable as your hotel key card. It's the same type of three-track stripe, same level of coercivity, and on your way, if you still have a room and you haven't checked out yet, you can go down to the front desk and have them encode it. You got to social engineer them, of course, but make sure they insert it the right way. But I saw several people use their H2K2 badges as their key card, and I thought that was kind of neat. There's also a chip on this card. You can figure out what that's for yourself. That's sort of something you can just try to figure what purpose that might have. And we owe a thanks to Ed. I don't remember Ed's last name, our artist in Seattle, who was on our design team, Laszlo. Emmanuel, myself, and Ed came up with these designs. And the front of it, using the brain, we just thought that was appropriate. Originally, it was going to be a chip inside the brain, like a chip implant, but we thought this kind of looked better with it, like this chip linked to the brain, information, access in the brain, that sort of thing. Also, in the front of the badge, there is a hidden message, which you're not going to be able to, it's not human readable. It's a barcode message. So you folks with access to barcode readers should try to decode that. Has anyone at the conference decoded that barcode yet? Not a one. I noticed a couple of barcode readers down in the retro computing area, and then I went back to look for them, and I couldn't find them, so somebody was using them for something. So we didn't have enough posters, frankly. We didn't have time to put them all up, but we want to give these away. You probably noticed the National Security Agency military InfoSec, Info Security posters that we put around the escalators. You can't get those from the NSA. I tried. Believe me. They're only giving them to military agencies. But thanks to Jeff
Flash. Those weren't ours. Is that,
sir?
Some people think those were our posters, that we made those up telling people that information security begins with you. Well, yeah, we might believe that, but we would never come up with something so cheesy as that. This can only, I mean, it looks like straight out of the 1950s. But we couldn't get these ourselves. We had to basically take this from their website. And Jeff Flash did an amazing job. Where is he? Over there. Amazing job getting these into the shape they're in. You just would never believe it. That was just something that was taken off of a website. But thanks to him, now everyone has seen it.
And these aren't the actual posters from the NSA. Also, they're we couldn't make out the one of the logos in the bottom of it, so we replaced it with the H2K2 logo. Therefore, it's a parody, and therefore we don't violate any copyrights. Some of the vendors that came here were generous enough to give us some of the things they were selling. And we've got a pile of stuff up here. Also, Riley and Associates, who's never been here, but obviously is a big supporter of the hacker community through its publications. Again, as they did at H2K, sent us a nice assortment of books and T-shirts. So we want to make sure that people get those. And we're going to have to figure out some fair way to do this. So each of the badges all have unique serial numbers on them. So get out your badges, which you have to be wearing. You wouldn't be able to get in here. And let's just start out with, how about the last two digits? We'll start with the last two digits, and we'll just go up and try to be selective that way. Pick a two-digit number, Manuel.
26.
Somebody has a suggestion, by the way, of a quick way to do this. We've probably got about 50 things to give away, so we don't want this to take an hour. I think we can do it in probably about 15 minutes. 26. Who's? What was the number that Emmanuel read off? 26. You have a 26. All right. The last two digits are 26 on your badge. Come on up. Yeah. Not the first two, or we'd have a big rush on our hands. All right. Pick a poster or a book. Or a T-shirt. We got T-shirts too. 52 will be the next one.
Is the mentor in the house?
I think it's already been grabbed.
Is the mentor here? Stand up if you're here. There he is, the mentor, everyone. The author of The Conscience of a Hacker, which many of us know by heart and which has been quoted in such films as Hackers. We'd like to make a special presentation here. A lot of people have been asking about the banners that have been hanging up, and I know the mentor here was interested in that. I'd like to say that the banner in the front here of this table is yours. So take it back with you and use it well. One right there. Another two-digit number.
99. 99.5.
Yeah, that's easy. What are we giving away? Okay, we've got two others as well. Three others. Okay, our next giveaway is the poster. Actually, what if two people have the same number and we give away the poster? Are they going to fight for it?
First one up.
Three-digit number. But that could take a while.
All right.
00. Nobody? Ah, there's somebody. Two people. Okay. two people for the same prize. How's this going to work, Dave? Hang on. All right, we have to have a little competition here of some sort. Okay, well, we can ask you some trivia questions. I guess the person... There's three of you with 00? Okay. What was the... If you know the answer, raise your hand. And nobody shout out, please. What was the month... You want to do this?
There was a purpose behind it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Ohm wants... Yes, you. Mr. Ohm wants to give away an Atari computer, but before that happens, he wants some questions answered.
Oh, wait, we're giving away the poster first.
I know.
Okay.
But I was asking you the question, or the answer to the question, so that I could, like, know what it was.
Oh, okay. I thought you were asking for a trivia question. Well, I'm going to ask this anyway, because it's a good question. What month and year was the first issue of 2600 published? Do any of you know that? Any of you three? None of you? You can all go sit back down then. No. No, hold on. We have a three-way tie for... Okay, you want to guess?
April 84?
No, you guessed wrong. I guess that means you have minus one now and they have zero. All right, what's another question we can ask? Go ahead. Ask a phone freak question or something.
A phone freak question. Okay, when you placed a blue box call... You would hit the button marked KP. What do the letters KP stand for? Not phone freakers here.
Are you guys feds or something? Let's see some ID. No, you get something. You get something. But yeah, you're pressed, so you're disqualified. But you we'll give you a nice little handbag there. There you go. Thank you. Okay, we're down to two. How about you? You have a question, a trivia question?
Let's see. What did the last button you would press on an MF tone sequencer? That whole thing.
Yeah, it's the same phone freak thing. Let's do something else.
Question.
Unix operating system or something.
What issue of 2600 magazine? What year of 2600 magazine featured a cover that also ended up in Forbes magazine?
I don't think anybody knows that. How about this? What does 2600 mean? Either one of you two. Oh, either one of you two know what 2600 means. You really regret having 00 on that, don't you? Hang on.
I know it's a phone freak thing. I have no idea what it is, though.
Oh, we're going to settle this. This is what is known as sudden death overtime. We're going to settle this. All right. Let's come up with more of a... Pork chop. Come up with a trivia question involving something else.
Involving something. Involving phones.
Because phones are not obviously the strong part. All right. Computers, maybe.
Including zero. What is the fourth number of the Fibonacci sequence?
No, we're such bastards, aren't we? Right, come back here.
That isn't that hard.
Hey, you get a tote bag.
The fourth number, including zero, is two. Two, he gets it.
Well, enough of that brain-twisting trivia. We've got a bunch of T-shirts and some books and a bunch of shirts and bags from NAH6, which is a crypto organization that Rob and Barry or some of our finest speakers here, are involved in. And these shirts glow in the dark. Well, at least the black doesn't. The image glows in the dark. So you can have some fun with this at nighttime, folks. So how about 17. If your badge ends at the digits 1-7, come on down. Yes. Baby tees. No 1-7s? You got one up there? How about 18? 17 and or 18.
Hey, if I could have everybody's attention, please. I had a laptop in that room. It was a Dell laptop, black, with a Linksys, or a SMC wireless network card. It just disappeared along with the power supply. So if anyone saw anyone coming out of that room with a black laptop, I was in the other room. I didn't see anyone go out that way. If you saw him, please let me know. It was Inspiron 8000. And it came up with, when you boot it up, it says property of the Atron Corporation. So if anyone sees it, please come find me. My name is Tony.
Yes, this is a volunteer here, so he's been dedicating a lot of his time and doesn't always have time to keep his eyes on his own equipment. So it'd be really good if you can get that back, please.
So no one has seen anyone? All right, thanks.
Let's go to the next number, 19.
I know that a lot of people have been asking me and others about what we do with all the videotapes that we've made and some of the streaming that we've done. Emmanuel, why don't you tell people about what might happen in the future with the availability of our taping?
Well, what might happen is that we'll spend many, many weeks going through all of this and putting it together into a cohesive package. But we'll put it up on the internet so everybody who wasn't here can hear it, and everybody who was here can relive it. And eventually, we'll make videotapes out of it too, in case you really want to relive it and have it, you know, in your house. Takes a little bit of time, you know, so we'll. We'll be making those available as soon as we can. Okay, we have more giveaways. Bernie, what else do we have?
We're down to a few books, a couple decks of O'Reilly & Associates playing cards, NAH6 tote bags, and some shirts generously donated by Ibiblio, you might have noticed downstairs, a collaboration of the Center for the Public Domain and UNC Chapel Hill, ibiblio.org.
Yeah, a lot of people. Does anyone use Linux? If you ever downloaded Linux, you probably at least at one point or other downloaded from what used to be the first Sun site, that later on became MetaLab and now it's called Ibiblio. And they changed their name when they got a big support from the Red Hat Foundation, the open source, whatever that is called, Center for the Public Domain. Anyway, these are our Biblio shirts, and enjoy them.
I have a computer to give away. It's an Atari 800 XL. It's got two disk drives, a monitor, and software. And if you're interested, come up, and we have some trivia questions for you. So, Yeah, come on, you want it. It's complete, and it's for free if you answer the trivia questions. Yeah, more people. Yeah.
We have a rather unique giveaway here, a crypto device, and I'm going to let Ken describe what it is, and we're going to pick a winner for that.
Oh my God.
This device here is a high-speed crypto co-processor for a PC. It fits in a standard PCI slot and has drivers for everything from Linux to the BSDs and maybe even Windows if you can find them. It's a hyphen chip, and it'll do like 60 megabits of 3DS per second. It'll also do RSA, single DES, and a couple of other algorithms. It's made by Hyphen. We've manufactured these cards for people that actually like to have secure communications over the Internet. This card's valued at about $100, and they're available from embsd.org. I'm going to ask for a number here. Actually, if somebody can...
Hello? Okay, this is how we're going to do this. Whoever raises, I'm going to ask a question, and whichever one of you raises the hand first gets a chance. Yeah, it's everybody who's standing up here, right? Yeah, you all want the computer. Okay.
But if you get the question wrong, you have to sit down.
Yeah.
So don't raise your hand if you don't know.
Smart computer.
All right. Okay, I know the question. The question is, what was the first word in the first issue of 2600 Magazine? Okay, that guy. What? Sit down.
The correct answer was ahoy. Very close, but not ahoy oy, whatever that is. Crying out loud.
How was that 2 weeks?
No, I mean the one before, the one you came on.
No, it's not 2 weeks. All right, the second question. The second question is, this is the money question. How many bits are in a nibble?
Oh,
you're awesome. Okay, you got it. Yeah. Yeah, you won.
Okay, this crypto card we're going to give away to somebody who can answer a crypto question. So it goes to somebody who, you know, knows something about crypto. So, what's a good question about crypto? Yeah, right. Backwards. This is going to be... how many bits were in the original implementation of DES? The original implementation of DES. Okay.
All right, everybody shut up.
Well, everybody shouted out at once, so that didn't work out too well.
Let's try the hand-raising thing. That works
okay.
Better.
Okay.
All right. But with a different question, though, since everybody shouted out the answer.
What company was involved, what private company was involved with NSA in developing the original implementation of DES?
He said IBM first. Is IBM right? Okay, sitting down right there.
Okay, this guy gets it.
All right.
It was IBM, and IBM proposed that it be 64-bit key link, and NSA pressured them to make it down to 56 bits so that they could crack it easily.
All right. I'd like to introduce one of our first speakers from the First Help Conference, Red Balaclava, who was part of the whole MetroCard thing. And someone gave us a bunch of blank MetroCards. They all have random numbers on the back, so I guess that's a good way to generate random numbers. Jim?
Yeah, I figured I'd get up and say something because it's possible but unlikely I won't be at the next TOEFL or the one after that. So, came up with the idea for random number generators because there were complaints from the peanut gallery that the last couple of numbers weren't random. So just like picking out of a deck of cards, we're going to pick out of a deck of Metro cards. And if your last two digits on your card match the last two digits on the Metro card, it's pure coincidence. We haven't used that number, have we? Last two digits, yes or no?
That's a new number.
A new number. You've heard it before, but not from us. 97. We'd also like to point out that some people are obviously automatically ineligible. Any other 97s?
I have something else to give away.
No.
It's a TRS-80 Color Computer 2. It's only the computer. There's nothing else on the monitor like the 800 XL. So you missed out on that one. Maybe you can get this one, make it feel better or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're interested, come up like last time. It didn't work last time. We'll do it again.
Okay, people interested in that, come up and line up peaceably, and we'll ask you a question and see if you can pass the test. No running, no running. Everybody calm down. Remember what happened to the last crowd of people up here, so you might not want to be so eager to get up. Okay, that's it. We're cut off. All right. If you know the answer to the question, raise your hand. We will point to you, and you will tell us the answer. No shouting out from the crowd, please. This question actually has two answers, so either one we will accept. Please name all four of the extra touch tones on a touch tone phone. You were first. You were first. A, B, C, and D is correct.
Okay.
You beat Gweez by a fraction of a second. Sorry, Gweez. His hand was up first. I'm the referee, man. I saw it.
Another MetroCard number drawing.
Bernie will cut the cards.
Are those good cards?
Very, very good. No. That's why I may not attend the next one because of that.
3-0. 30.
3-0. 3-0. Okay, we'll go for another one. The FF lady would like to make an announcement.
Okay, hey everyone. I just want to say that we got some people from the Electronic Frontier Foundation out here this weekend, all the way from San Francisco. And just as I've... Thank you. And thanks for everybody's support so far. I actually got some members signed up, so thank you to all of you people who contacted me. Without prompting, though, just sitting in on other people's panels, I've heard the EFF mentioned at least half a dozen times, without my prompting, I swear. So you guys know that this organization is real important to everyone in this room, no matter what you do. So I actually don't have membership forms on me right now, but I would encourage everyone, go online, sign up at the EFF website, EFF.org, Tell them that you're here at H2K2. Tell them why being an ESS member is important to you. And please do it because my sound is cut off. Thank you, everybody.
Another card. For that particular shirt? Yeah. Wow, it's amazing when telepathy works, but this isn't the time. 4-0. No, they're not consecutive. I'm looking at them, and they're from all over the place, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, well, I think there was only one, but do you know of any other banners? Were there any other banners around?
I think some of them were spoken for.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we gave one to the mentor.
4-0. Pick a bag, pick a shirt.
I mean, do you see any?
I think we're a little down on that. Looks like that. XXL. And 4-0.
You can have the one that's hanging up.
Okay.
The size we're building now. Okay, Brony, anything about this? About banners and stuff?
ESF shirt, Pearl Book?
We wanted to keep one banner. How many?
Okay, another number, 63.
I don't have an answer for you yet.
Shirts, Pearl Book.
Good.
A couple shirts, a couple bags, one book on Pearl.
Double your chances, huh?
Are these banners here?
A couple bags. Let's see, take one. But there's bags and shirts. Good. One item. Hey, look. Well, there's just a few more things. 35. One item. Pearl Conference proceedings. Shirt. One item. I believe so. They're all extra large. There's another one. Any more 35s? We got the one Iblio shirt, we got bags, and the Pearl Proceedings book. Last shirt. Well, we're out of shirts. We've got an O'Reilly Pearl Conference proceedings, and we got the handy dandy bags.
That's an interesting proposal. Throw the bag.
No, that's way too short. It's not going to work. It's not going to work because there's no distance on it. We'll let that one go. Okay, we found our way around that. Everybody stay where you are. We're going to have our friend. Mr. Ohm has more stuff. We'll figure out how we're going to give away the bags. There is no pinata.
Got some more old computers to give away.
I think I have another Atari. Actually, I think a couple of Ataris, and I got another Tandy Coco. So, what are we giving away? I own two copies of this record. Oh, you did? Your record is the best battle record I've ever had. Yeah, sure. All right, so we're going to give away an Atari 800, another one, with a disk drive. If you want it, at this point.
What?
Loud? Do you have a question, right?
No, we weren't going to give one away. Not a band? No, I didn't tell him I was going to give one. I told him the decision had not been reached yet.
Oh, I thought we just...
No.
The game's over. Somebody got it already.
What a jib.
I gave it away. The game's over. Oh, but I have another computer to give away.
Did you have a winning badge number?
I have another Tandy.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's not for a banner. You can get one.
No, that doesn't work anymore. That only worked for him. So the question is, what's the question?
We're not going to. No. Frankly, no. You're not going to get the banner.
What's the maximum value of an unsigned integer?
Yes.
What?
The
I thought I had a banner.
We don't know that.
What's the maximum value of an unsigned integer?
That's the way it is. Because we can do it. We can conjure up more.
Yeah, you already had your hand up.
No.
You're welcome to anything else on the table.
Is that signed or unsigned? Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah.
There was a reason for that.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
Sorry? No, we're not giving... Did you see us give
that's
any banners
right.
away? Did you see us give any banners away?
What?
Did you see us give any banners away? No, we didn't.
Yes. Okay, you get your machine. Who won? Okay, go down and just wait around. Down after this.
Hey,
watch it. I'm not quite sure what we have left, so just come to me downstairs and I'll somehow organize a way of getting rid of the rest of the stuff. What? Yeah, well, that's nice. Here's one.